sitting without power.
You know, that's the other thing, too. The guy that's doing this voiceover just died this year, too. The voiceover man. Did you know, here's the voiceover man. Oh, but here's that song again. Booby. That Lux. What a nut.
Than the Godfather,
The combined forces of judo and kung fu karate explode across the screen in The Tong Father. Unstoppable force. Together. Against all odds. An awesome display of martial arts. With murderous techniques unlike anything ever seen before. As two extraordinary men combine for revenge against the force of evil. The Crippled Masters.
Groovy. I wonder if someday somebody's gonna say, hey, you know what? That Zombo croaked. We got all those old radio shows. Let's play one on the radio. Ha ha ha. Listen to this guy. He's out of his mind. Then if they play this, they'll say, wow, that guy was almost prophetic. He actually thought that somebody'd play his old radio shows. And then they did. And he's talking about it right now. Ooh, this is spooking me, man. Don't do that to me. It's like that mirror picture of a mirror picture with that mirror picture in there. You never know. I do save all my air checks, believe it or not. I have air checks going back to like the 80s. And they're just all in the big old dusty stack. Isn't that sickening? You know, what can I tell you? Could be worse. You could be one of the Americans that aren't preparing for the potential serious pandemic flu. That's right, man. The answer is yeah. It's impossible to predict when the next flu pandemic will occur or how severe it... Well, let me lose some of this music that I got to play. Why talk over good stuff? I'm not going to talk over junk. What's this? What am I listening to? That sounds like Lou Reed. That's the question everybody wants to know. Can Lou Reed, I kill me? This is from his new... Oh, man. See, this guy's what, 100 now? Yeah, he's, what, about 150? Lou Reed from his new record called Berlin Live at St. Anne's Warehouse. I guess he just broke into a warehouse with a guitar and started playing and said, hey, record me. Hello, over here. Mr. Engineer, you Lou Reed? I thought you were dead. No, I'm not dead. I'm Lou Reed. Yeah, that's right. Now I'm going to sing some songs. All right, so what do you want me to do? Let's record, and I'll have me a brand new album out, and I won't even have to write anything new because I am old. All I'd write about now is my hemorrhoids, and I'd write about my rheumatiz and my bursitis. You know, I'm surprised a lot of these old rock and roll guys like Lou Reed, they don't do like rock songs about the bursitis. You know, there's not enough songs about bursitis and rheumatiz. You know? Then where is my PSA on rheumatiz and bursitis? I don't get it. You know, we're talking about pandemic flu, we're talking about influenza, we're talking about macular degeneration, we're talking about meningitis. Where are the PSAs for rheumatiz and bursitis? I want to know. I'm an inquiring mind, and I had enough of Lou Reed. This is Jay Retard. My goodness, look at the time. Go ahead, see if I care. 12:36, Zombo, when you brain till 3 o'clock. And Lee Baby comes in and lets you have it, boom, right between the eyes. That's just like the ear area. He was aiming for your ears, but he just happened to get you between the eyes. And this is Seesaw, because it's the first track on this record. It's very easy to cue up, and I don't have to think about it. And I can just write it down. Ding, 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 ding. There it is. You want to know some other things? I'll tell you a thing or two. Or three. Oh, man. You want to know about shows on RCT? I'm going to try my psychic abilities, all right? I'm going to figure out what you want. Okay? Huh, let me think here. Wow, you guys don't care at all, do you? That's pretty sad. Oh, man, anything other than Seesaw. How about something else? Look at the Seesaw. Did you see what she saw? That's what she said. What's this? This is something from Pierre Vervolosium. Wow. Interesting. This is different. I never heard this. This is kind of cool. This is kind of cool. It's probably going to stink. You know? No! Dang! This is good! In my opinion, which, you know, I'm on the side of the radio chumps, so I like it. It's a little old. That's kind of cool, though. That might be, I wonder if the rest of it's any good. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's called Bubba Bubba. The record's called Not Even Close by Pierre Vizlosium. You know what? Let's try another track. Follow me over to the machine. Let's see if that's a fluke. Huh? Let's see what we got here. Well, it's interesting. You gotta give the guy props for. This is something, I don't know what it is, but it's kind of doing something to me. I don't know why. Let's try another one. I mean, that didn't knock me out, not like the first one. That was kind of cool. Alright, now we're getting into the techno crap that just bores me out of my mind. I don't know, should I take this or not? What do you say? Call 412-621-WRCT. If you think I should illegally put this disc in my machine. Let's try another CD. Cause I sure as heck ain't got the money to buy stuff. It's just not a good investment these days. Alright, now it's just slowly going downhill. Now it's just starting to burn me up. Starting to irritate me. One more. If one more track on this stinks, I'll know the first track was just a fluke. Oh, this is hurting my brain. What's Louis Louis? I wonder if that's Louis Louis. Let's try this. Hey, this ain't bad. Because they say the disc goes all over the place. I might take this, you know? It's just weird enough. So you're going to hear a little bit of this every now and then every week. Yeah, I'd be digging it. You know? I mean, not every track can be a winner, you know? Not every track can be a winner, you know? So let me get this out of here.
Cool.
Coming up. Oh, man. Almost 1 o'clock. We need a new clock on the wall. You know that? Yeah, old clock on the wall. I just ain't with it. All right, we're going to do some more deluxe interior party tapes for 1 o'clock. And boy, you're going to get it then. You're going to get the concert calendar. Zombo style. Whatever that means. It means in which the style I do it. All right, that, oh boy, yeah, definitely, let me, hang on, I gotta hold my nose, I'm taking the new Lou Reed out. Man! I don't get it. Maybe I'll listen a little bit more to that Lou Reed, but that boy just, that man, and that grandpa. You know, this guy's like grandpa age, you know? You imagine your grandpa putting a record out now? He would do songs about his rheumatiz and his bursitis. These guys gotta start acting their age. You know, Lou Reed's about, 73 now? 73? He's in his 70s? I think he's, you know, he comes out there, he has his, comes out in his walker, and he does, my rheumatiz, and then everybody's, yay, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Then he does songs about wearing adult diapers. See, I really think the rock and roll musicians of, those guys, and I gotta talk to Lee about some of his underground guys. I bet they should all get together and do like a record, you know, like just to address their older, aging rock and roll crowd. Yeah, that's right. I think you put that down. You hear about oh, my grandkids, they did this. Them rotten kids. They went here and they, I don't know what they did with my prescriptions. Where's my prescriptions? That would be a great song, man. I would pay big money to hear Lou Reed sing about where's my prescriptions for my rheumatiz. Oh, man. My emphysema's acting up. That's just funny names, too, for disease. Why do you just can't give them simple names? Why do they got to be these ridiculously long names? You know? That's some of those disease, man. Instead of calling it, like, you know, whatever. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm waiting for Lou Reed to come out with Where's My Prescriptions for My Rheumatiz? Yeah, and then the other thing gets me too, like a lot of these guys, you know, the Who still sings My Generation, which is the hope I die before I get old. Man, you're going on 80 years old, man. I don't know how old you're going to plan on getting, but like old is like, you know, you get past 30, man. Dang, gone euphemism is. My euphonium's kicking in. Here. I don't know. What is, you know, that's the thing that gives me. It's just like, I just see him. Like, I hope I die before I get old. Man, you're 73. You know? Hope I die before I get 92? Hope I die before. Oh, boy. Go figure. All right. Speaking of croaking, Lux Interior croaked at 62. What's this neat song? Yeah, this is his old cassette tapes. Of his old party tapes from his records. He was a hell of a record collector. Had a great record collection. The sad thing is, they're probably like, you know, I wonder what happens to record collectors. So somebody spends their whole life collecting records. Oh, I got this record. Oh, boy. I got this record. Oh, boy. And they croak. All of a sudden, it goes on eBay. That's a jip. What a jip. I think there should be like pyramids and people should be buried with their stuff. Just like Egyptian pyramids. You know, if you're going to spend your whole life with your record collection, why give it to your wife or your kids? They're going to go, oh, hey, what are these dumb old records Dad had? I don't know, man. They sure are corny. Hey, how about catch? You know, and they start playing Frisbee. Or they say, you know, let's have a garage sale. Let's get rid of Dad's old records. How much for this original Buddy Holly record you want? I'll give you a dime. And that's what happens. That's why I think, Pittsburgh, listen up. All you record collectors, put in your will when you croak, you get buried with your collection. You deserve it.
This is WRCT.
Awesome. Super nice nostalgia there. Zombo's Deep Archive continues. This is the end of this show, even though there was two more hours when this was originally broadcast, February the 6th, 2009. It was my tribute to Lux Interior. He had died, like 13 years ago? Just fell over dead. And I had some, really nice tapes and some really nice archive stuff. I was friends with his brother, Mike the Spike, and he did my radio show quite a bit when I was in Akron. He lives in the Los Angeles now. And anyhow, just winding this down, don't forget my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, Zombo's Deep Archives, playing old shows. These are all old shows, so don't go to any of the things I'm saying. This goes back to 2009. So next week is going to be Friday the 13th, 2009, which would be in February. So anyhow, I remain in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. You've been listening to Zombo's Deep Archives.
Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
Do you love me? Don't This land is your land.
No.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Love's his toy.